You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week on Thursday at 8:51 a.m., a student by the name of Benjamin Law sent out an email to a mailing list that appeared to contain every student enrolled in an undergraduate course at the University of Auckland. What followed were 15 minutes of recurring emails with recipients using the reply all function to notify everyone else of their confusion, their dismay, or simply to plug their social media. By 9:06 a.m., when emails stopped functioning, a total of 413 emails were sent to all of the students on the mail list. To discuss how such an email got sent and how the problem got fixed, Thursday Wire host Caden spoke to the person behind the original email, Benjamin Law.
Do you want to start by just introducing yourself?
Yeah, my name is Benjamin. I obviously sent that email. I don't know what else to say.
And you're a student at the university, obviously.
Yeah, in my final semester of commercial law.
Oh, congratulations. So firstly, the question I have is why? What was your goal when you sent the email out this morning?
There was really no goal. I didn't actually expect it to go to everyone. Like, I assumed the university would have not let the email go through. Like, usually they're set up so that only the certain people who manage it can, like, email the mailing list. So when I logged onto Google Groups, I sent the header test because I didn't think it would actually go through, right? And then when it did, that's when I rang up the university and it was like, this is what happened, this is how to fix it, yeah. But I feel like the issue is kind of like, it's been sitting there for a while because I remember on Reddit seeing someone said that the group has existed since, like, 2022. And it, like, could have been a lot worse if someone malicious kind of used that, you know?
Yeah, well, actually, that links to my next question, which is how did you get access to the list? And does it show a weakness in the university's IT setup?
No, I think it was just a little bit of a misconfiguration because, like, I've worked at other companies and usually when you're using Google software, you use, like, Google Groups and stuff. And, like, the Tramping Club uses Google Groups so that you can see all the emails that are sent to the list and things like that. But it's properly set up so that only the people who are sending the newsletters can actually send to the group. So if you just log into, like, groups.google.com with your uni email address, it'll show up right there. But because they had misconfigured the configuration, it would let anyone send an email to it instead of just university staff. Yeah.
What kind of feedback have you gotten since you sent the email?
It's been quite mixed. Obviously, a lot of people are quite angry, and I do feel quite bad for that. And I was quite scared that, like, I would get in trouble, and I still obviously am. But then I think as I've gone throughout the day, a lot of people have just been making jokes about it, which has kind of made me a little bit less anxious and feel a little bit less bad. But
so have you heard from the university at all since you sent the email?
I don't think I've heard from anyone officially reaching out for, like, any investigation or anything, but I did get an email from someone who I think was a communications analyst asking why I sent the email and who authorized it, and I kind of just replied back and I was like, I don't know, I didn't actually mean it to go like that. And then I kind of told them it was misconfigured and that I've already spoken to IT about it.
That was University of Auckland student Benjamin Law on the email chain he started to every University of Auckland student on Thursday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.